Good morning, everybody. Sherm here, the Crazy Asian. Hope you're having a fantastic now. The moment that you listen to this, happy Monday. Sherm Speaking Series, talking about leadership. Have a great voicemail from Jason B. Want to go to his voicemail first and have our conversation around his talk and how it applies to leadership. Let's go to Jason.
Hey, Sherm, and I was listening to your podcast about leadership this morning, and I really found it compelling, and I really found it interesting because there are so many companies, there's so many organizations that do not take that avenue to look at not just analytics, you know, but look at the overall, if my employer, my boss is waiting till the end of the year to give me a review, and then a couple months later lays me off, then where's the reliance or where's the validity of the opinion? But ultimately is the opinion of the employer and saying, this is my value, this is what I see, and this is where it's going to go. And that's why, like, when GM decided to shut down three plants in these last couple of weeks, or they're going to, people are upset and they're disturbed, you know, and they're asking the question is, like, first of all, is the product selling? Is the product moving to make a profit?
Jason B., thanks for that voice message. Wanted to be able to just jump in there. So he mentions a couple gems there. The first one being that as a leader, it becomes extremely crucial to be giving feedback more than just once a year for that compliant annual review that you send over to HR through some kind of PeopleSoft or other forms of software. It's extremely important that if those that are directly reporting to you, that you give feedback to them in a timely and efficient manner in order for them to develop. So here's one of the struggles I have with a lot of leaders is as I talk with them, I'll ask them, what is their leadership development tract or process for their employees? And they don't really have one. And so what that concerns me with is what happens when you leave? That, you know, you get headhunted by another organization or that you get promoted, how are you replacing you to the organization if you don't have a training and development process? And unfortunately, when it comes to leadership, there's no osmosis here. Just because someone comes to work doesn't mean they automatically learn leadership skills. They don't learn how to negotiate. They don't learn how to hire. They don't learn how to give proper feedback or fire. This is extremely crucial that organizations look at their leadership development process, because if they don't have one, then employees are going to go find organizations that are willing to put in the time, the efforts, and create the process to help them develop in a way that's meaningful for their career. Because it's about their career, not about the income. For a lot of people, they think it's the exact opposite, that people are motivated by the money, when more importantly, they're motivated by who's going to develop me and keep my compensation appropriately ratcheted for the marketplace. Now, if you have an ability to help someone get promoted and attract for that, versus another organization that's just going to pay them an extra $5,000 a year, they might be willing to take that hit. I will say though, someone that's willing to leave you over $400 that doesn't see the value of your training and development, then again, you're better off from a leadership perspective, because they just think just because they've been sitting around the office, maybe been in a couple conference calls or been in a board meeting, that all of a sudden that they're going to understand all of a sudden how to develop and how to implement leadership. Culture just doesn't exist. The other thing that Jason alluded to, which I want to be able to make sure that we spend some time on, is this idea that there needs to be a connection of a leader on what's happening in the business, the big picture, to what they're working on individually. So he brought up the idea of GM having to close some plants due to overall sales, and people aren't known, they don't know what's going on. And so it's extremely crucial for a leader to update the team. Where are we at as an organization? What's going well? What's not going so well? And being very honest and to a certain extent transparent on what's going on with the overall financials of the organization. Now, you might not be privy to that, or you might be in a publicly traded company, so a lot of those financials are somewhat open. However, when you start getting the details of a department, so let's say you're at a big conglomerate like a GE or a Shell or an ExxonMobil, there's a multitude of just different divisions. And so if that division's not profitable, you're going to find yourselves not being very valuable to the organization long term. And so that's important to be able to bring forth to the conversation of your team, because in order for them to be able to connect the dots on what are we doing that's leading to the bottom line, you want to be able to make sure that you're doing things that are impactful. Because if they aren't, then really what's the point? Because I know a lot of organizations that want to be somewhat altruistic, but from that perspective of not driving profits in a for-profit business, I don't think see that happening long-term. I can see them investing and so running into the red for a short period of time, but I don't see that happening in a long-term sustainable manner. Businesses are created to help and earn profit. There's those that want to be consciously capitalistic, or they're not for profit. At the same time, they're looking for revenue. It's not like those that don't want profit are like, oh no, we don't want to make any sales here. That's just an absolutely audacious and a completely outlandish concept. They're there to earn a living just like everybody else. They're there to make sales and to drive revenue just like any other organization out there. The difference is that what they do with their money is going to be slightly different. However, I know nonprofits that earn a ton of money, raise a ton of revenue, and they spend everything in order to make it not be a for-profit organization. So, going to leaders, helping draw those connections, that's your role, is to play the role between those that kind of run the vision, have the direction, maybe even the projects, and then connecting those dots with the projects that you're working on and helping your team understand where things are headed. So I think we can do a better job as leaders giving crucial feedback, helping people improve throughout the year. Number two, implementing some kind of leadership development track in order to develop your next world leaders to be able to make sure that you can get promoted. You can't go to the next level if you truly haven't been able to develop and train another individual within your organization. Next is to be able to make sure that you're connecting the dots for your employees and understanding the top line and how that affects the bottom line, right? So how is revenue, how is vision, how is expenses, overhead affecting currently what's happening right now in the projects that we're working on? That project that we just worked on is $25 million to the top line of revenue perspective. However, it's not $25 million of straight profit. Understand that there's expenses. We all worked on it. So of that $25 million that we got, we actually brought in $1 million of profitability to the organization. That's really where you're helping the employee understand this is where we're at. That project that we did, guys, because we were over budget, we actually cost the organization $500,000. Now, I don't know about you and your income, but let's just say, for example, everybody here is paid $100,000. That means we're five people's annual salary over our budget. That is not good. There you go. That's how you draw those connections. That's how you draw those lines for individuals to understand where things are. Now, one thing that I will say, like a parent to a child, you don't want to over-exaggerate, or nor do you want to completely play down. There's a right balance in explaining enough and not too much, right? You don't want to come across like, oh my gosh, the ship is going down, this is the Titanic of an organization, when in reality it's just a mistake, a misstep, a small little correction. At the same time, understand that you want to be able to be honest with your team. Sherm's out.